Thank you for calling Family First. This is Valeria speaking.
Hi, this is Kimberly. I talked to you yesterday. I mean, I called you and I said that my father was going to get out the hospital today, but they got him out the hospital. They let him out yesterday after I hung up with you guys. He's right here. We're actually about to leave out the house and go pick up his medication. But if you want to talk to him, he's right here.
Yeah, I'm here. How you doing?
Good morning, baby. Yeah. I'm doing good. Thank you for asking me. I hope you are better now. You're feeling better now.
Yeah, better than where I was. So that's a plus.
I'm glad to hear that. Okay, can you just put Kimberly on the phone?
I'm right here. I got you on speaker.
Okay. Hi, Kimberly. Yes, he's already at your house?
Yeah, we're about to leave out to go pick up his medicine because yesterday I didn't have time to go pick up the medicine. They already had gave him some, so he was okay with that.
Okay, he was discharged today early.
No, yesterday. Yesterday, remember, I talked to you yesterday at like 4 or something.
Uh-huh.
They called me, and they discharged him at like 5. So I picked him up from his house at like
5:30 p.m. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, Kimberly. Okay, I will leave in my notes that the patient is discharged from hospital, and you will be taking care of him in your house?
Yes.
Okay, I will speak to my manager so we can process the pending days, the last days, okay?
Okay, so I'm going to go clock in right now. I just wanted to call you first before I did that.
Okay.
So I'm going to clock in right now, and then we're going to go get his medicine, and then we'll be back at the house.
Correct. Remember, always clock in and out, in this case, from your address, and when you're at the patient's home, from the patient address, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you.
So much. You too. Bye-bye. Take care.